Today, we would like to show you some surprising things about the Christmas story. The first of them is in my box. Hope is going to show you what's inside.
It's a baby.
The first surprising thing is that God chose to come to Earth as a human being and was born as a baby. Can anyone tell me what that baby is called?
Jesus.
Correct. And today we have a special reward for that answer. Come up and collect it. That was a surprise, wasn't it? But a surprise reward in the church for answering a question is nothing compared to the incredible surprise that the God who made the heavens and the earth would choose to come to earth as a baby to be our Savior, but that's exactly what he did. Jesus, the Son of God, left the glory of the heavens and came to earth as a helpless baby. A baby who cried and relied totally on his mom and dad for food, shelter, and care. Just like what we did as babies. How surprising is that? Let's worship him.
Let's see what surprises in our box, Hope. The second surprising thing about the Christmas story is God didn't choose someone famous or special to be his parents. Not the royal family or film star. God actually chose an ordinary young teenage girl called Mary to be his mother and a carpenter called Joseph to be his father. God chooses ordinary people to serve him and to be part of his plans. How surprising is that? What's that?
The third surprising thing about the Christmas story is that Jesus was born in a place where animals had been kept.
We know this because Mary laid him in a manger.
God could have chosen anywhere to be born.
I wouldn't have chosen a stable.
The wise men were looking for a king, so they went to Herod's palace, only to be told that the new king hadn't been born there. He chose to be born poor, so that everyone could meet him. How surprising is that?
Thanks. Let's see what's in here. Hope, can you check in this box? The fourth surprising thing about the Christmas story is that God chose to tell the amazing news of his arrival to ordinary shepherds.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let them receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Now, that was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? I wonder if the angels who sang for the shepherds sounded as good as that.
The shepherds were the first to be told of the arrival of a world saviour.
They were not the most important people in town. In fact, they often had a bad reputation.
But the good news of the Saviour included everyone and didn't leave anyone out.
God acted in a surprisingly generous way.
The fifth surprising thing is that the baby presents given to Jesus were unusual. Instead of cuddly toys and baby clothes, the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were gifts for a king, and they spoke of the fact that he would bring people to God, and that he would do this by dying for them. So when God entered our world on the first Christmas, he acted in some very surprising ways. It wasn't what anybody was expecting from God. It was much, much better.